spring in the air. It seems like it's maybe a good time to get outside. It's going to be a bit cooler, though, for a few days, I understand. We get that late March cool off, maybe a little bit of snow in the forecast as well. If you want to get a chance to ski up north, this might be your chance to get it done. If not snow, then they'll be making snow enough to get by. So there you go. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health. If you want to get active for spring and lose some weight, now's the time. My Pure Health, the way to lose weight and feel great. Go to GruberHealth.com to find out more. Lower your blood pressure. My blood pressure yesterday was 108 over 72, something like that. Good for me, right? Lose weight, feel good, look in the mirror again. Make sure your joints aren't hurting. If you're just tired of just carrying that extra weight around, now's maybe the time to do something about it. A free consultation with My Pure Health Solutions by going to GruberHealth.com. Anywhere in America. Anywhere. It's a program that I have used successfully, and I believe that you will be pleased. Look, it's free to ask. Doesn't hurt anything. It's free to ask. You can go find out anything you want by going to My Pure Health by way of GruberHealth.com. Ask the folks there what works for you, and they'll tell you because it's your plan, not mine. All right? Your plan. Custom plan for you. Tesla and Apple. Sales are plunging as Chinese are told to ditch Western products. The iPhone is on its way. And, of course, the iPhone's been built in China. Of course. They could lose millions of customers in China as the state pushes people to opt for domestic products and not Western technology. By Chinese made. Both companies have reportedly been forced into discounting many of their products to compete with Chinese competitors. That's the game they play, you see. They find something similar, they steal your technology, then they drop the price. Many at the CCP's annual event told the Financial Times that they're using devices from Chinese companies. Zeng Wenlong, a nuclear physicist and party delegate, told the outlet, "For people coming here, they encourage us to use domestic phones because phones like Apple are not safe." We've been telling you that for years. Apple phones are made in China, but we don't know if the chips have back doors. Of course you know. Let's see here. Guo, an employee of a government-funded think tank in China, told the outlet that he and his colleagues were told to ditch their Apple devices for Huawei equivalents. He said they gave us a deadline with a month and a day by which we would have to stop using iPhones. Huawei will be the supplier going forward. They didn't give us any subsidies. Instead, one day Huawei people came into the office with boxes of phones to sell. 20% off. Our whole building was fighting to get the phones. Nang Xuxi, a teacher at Yunnan Province, added schools are told to use Chinese phones as well to support Chinese companies. Wow. You mean in China they're going China first? Make China great again? And that's okay. In fact, we probably support that. Joe Biden probably supports that. Other Western brands like Nike and Adidas have also seen sales slumps amid increased competition from domestic products. Tesla's shares also taking it on the chin. Down more than 7% after another sales decline in China. Tesla, owned by Elon Musk, sold 60,365 China-made vehicles in February, down 19% from a year earlier, because Chinese competitor BYD passed Tesla for worldwide sales of electric vehicles. BYD, which stands Build Your Dreams, that's what it stands for, BYD, Build Your Dreams, a former battery manufacturer that has now enjoyed great success in the electric car company, electric car market, that is. BYD has said it won't be trying to break the U.S. market anytime soon, but they're planning on building a factory in Mexico, my understanding. Chief executive Stella Lee said, "We're not planning to come to the U.S., at least not yet. At least not yet." And the Pentagon, one last AI electric vehicle tech story for you here today. AI. Five companies will present the Pentagon with brand new AI drone models to join the Air Force. AI fighter jets. Scares the hell out of me, frankly. No human mitigation of orders. No human factor. If a machine is told, go slaughter that group of people, it goes and slaughters that group of people. Go bomb that facility, it goes and bombs that facility. It doesn't question orders. AI-guided planes offering two contracts that several private companies have been fighting for. The Collaborative Combat Aircraft, CCA project, part of a $6 billion program that will add at least 1,000 new drones to the U.S. Air Force. These drones will deploy alongside human-piloted jets and provide cover for them, acting as escorts with full weapons capabilities. It could also act as scouts and communication hubs. You can send in big bombers with a whole host of wingmen, but AI wingmen. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, Anduril Industries, all taking up the challenge. General Atomics supplied the Reaper and Predator drones the U.S. has deployed in numerous campaigns in the Middle East. Anduril is a newcomer to the field, founded in 2017 by Palmer Luckey, an entrepreneur who founded Oculus, the visual reality deal. You know. Let's see. Boeing is the only company that has shown off its entrant, known as the Ghost Bat. It's about 30 feet long, able to fly just below the speed of sound, travel more than 2,000 miles. Designed to work with existing military aircraft and complement and extend airborne missions. They need to go faster. They need to go faster. AI jets coming your way, and then AI drones and smaller drones. Swarm drones. Yeah. Those are also coming. By the way, a little local note of interest. Consumers Energy buying 10 miles of electric lines in six counties this year to put those lines underground. Right now, about 15% of the lines are underground. Burying more will help reduce power outages. And 5,000 of the 50,000 power lines will be buried over the next decade. Good news for consumers, customers, less outages. Not completely, but less. All right. Let's take a break and have some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show, if you don't mind, right after this.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.